Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jews in Jerusalem, and in fact around the world, celebrate the Jewish New Year 5777. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There are actually two Jewish holy days that happen on the same day, and Steve Herzig, my broadcast partner, will explain how Rosh Hashanah and the Feast of Trumpets do happen the exact same day.
Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year, the Hebrew month of Tishrei. It's the seventh month. But I always tell people who are teachers, their new year starts in August or September. Bankers usually have some sort of business new year that starts in July. And so Jewish people have the seventh month has three major, there are the fall feasts that take place, and yet it's traditionally called a new year. It was a civil new year back in early Jewish history. It is a day that is celebrated in just remarkable ways.
And that horn, of course, from the ram, which is the shofar in celebration of the location, Mount Moriah, which is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, which Jewish scholarship says is the location of the Garden of Eden, all of that coming together, the celebration of creation, 5777, that's the number of this Jewish New Year, and that would mean 5,777 years ago creation took place, if they're counting from creation till today, and the Feast of Trumpets, when they will go to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and blow the trumpets, I've seen 10,000 men blowing shofars or trumpets there. That's to bring attention to the excitement of the celebration of the new year, is it not?
It absolutely is, Jimmy. In all my life, 10,000 shofars. Can you describe that a little for me? That must have been amazing.
It was an unbelievable sound. Now, there'll be thousands that will go out there for this celebration of Feast of Trumpets, but this time that I heard them, they estimated 10,000 men blowing their shofars and the trumpets. Every Jewish home has a shofar in celebration of what you were just talking about, Abraham, Isaac there on Mount Moriah. But the two coming together, it's really amazing. Steve Herzig, my broadcast partner and national director of Friends of Israel, explaining the two Jewish holy days, the Feast of Trumpets and Rosh Hashanah. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
On Rosh Hashanah, the Jews celebrate creation of Adam and Eve 5,777 years ago, which looks to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Rosh Hashanah celebrates creation that took place there in the Garden of Eden 5,777 years ago. The Garden of Eden, by the way, is the location where Jesus, when he returns to the earth, will build a temple and rule and reign from that spot on the Temple Mount, Mount Moriah, in Jerusalem. Rosh Hashanah, the new Jewish year, does remind us that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...